Welcome to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Mem. Lamenatzeach leDavid Mizmor, for the conductor by David, a capital of Tehillim. Kavo kivisi Hashem, I have greatly hoped for Hashem. Vayet Eli vayishma shavasi, and he turned to me and he heard my cry. In his introduction on the commentary to this capital, Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch points out, the capital begins, Lamenatzeach, for the conductor, LeDavid Mizmor, and puts the word, the name David, before Mizmor, as opposed to some chapters which begin with Mizmor LeDavid. What is the significance of LeDavid Mizmor, which are included in the opening words of this chapter? Lamenatzeach leDavid Mizmor. Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch writes in his commentary to Sefer Tehillim, according to our sages in Maseches Psachim, the superscription leDavid Mizmor, to David, a song, denotes that Sharsa Alav Shechina va'achar kach Amar Shira. First, the divine presence rested upon David, and after he said song. Unlike the superscription Mizmor leDavid, where the Mizmor, the Zemer, goes before the name David, that implies David had used the medium of song to help him attain the rapture that can be derived from God's nearness. So when it is Mizmor leDavid with the Mizmor, the song, the Zemer, coming before the name of King David, we learn from there that King David used the medium of song, he used the Zmira, to help him attain rapture that can be derived from God's nearness. However, our chapter, chapter 40, Lamnatzech leDavid Mizmor, which puts David before Mizmor, indicates that David had already been inspired by God's presence. Hashem's presence was, like the Gemara says, Sharta Alav Shechina, resting already upon him. And then he used the song to express the thoughts and emotions that came to him as a result of this glorious experience. So once again, Lamenatzeach leDavid Mizmor, leDavid Mizmor, says the Gemara, Sharta Alav Shechina. First, we have the divine presence resting upon him, va'achar kach, afterwards, Amar Shira. Beautiful. Continues Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch. The first half of this chapter and the first few verses of the second half of the chapter would lead us to believe that David was at the height of purest bliss at the time that he uttered these words. So when we first delve into the chapter, and after this introduction by Rav Hirsch, we are going to look at the Psukim with the translation. When the reader first reads the first half of this chapter, we imagine to ourselves, it seems to be, based on the text as composed and as sung by King David, that he is at the height of the purest bliss at the time that these words were uttered. However, says Rav Hirsch, if we read beyond verse 12, we will see that actually this song was written when David was oppressed by dangers. And actually he was in very much need of deliverance in the midst of his woes. David recalls the many previous instances in which God had delivered him from similar situations. And he takes strength and inspiration from recalling God's past deliverance. So in the beginning, we read of how hopeful King David is. It seems that it is a time of pure spiritual bliss. But then we come to verse 12 and onward, and we realize that, wow, David HaMelech is very much in need of deliverance. He is facing danger, trials, and tribulations. How he is mechazek himself? How does he derive self-sustenance, strength, inspiration in the midst of these woes? He recalls the many previous instances from the past when God delivered him from similar situations. And of course, that's a lesson for us, isn't it? That's a Musar Haskel for us, that when we find ourselves in difficult situations, and who amongst us can say they have never found themselves or do not currently find themselves in difficult situations, we derive wisdom and inspiration from King David and recalling deliverance of the past. We have hope for the future. Continues Rav Hirsch, these memories of past deliverances too recall to David's mind that he has always striven to apply his own understanding of God's ways for purposes of his own spiritual ennoblement. When a person recalls the past, when he recalls God's ways, when he attempts to understand God's ways, it should be for the purpose of spiritual ennoblement. I want to be richer spiritually. I want to be wiser spiritually. I want to be more connected to God spiritually. I want to be more spiritually refined. Furthermore, recalling God's ways of the past should also serve for the edification of his people. and that of mankind in general. Thus, even in the midst of peril and affliction, says Rav Shamshar Falhirsch, David's soul is filled with divine inspiration, even from peril, even from affliction, even from nisyonot, even from tzarot, even from our difficulties. Man can still be filled with divine inspiration. Don't forget, Lamnatzech leDavid mor. LeDavid mor. LeDavid means mor means sharta alav shchina va'achar kach amar shira. He was divinely inspired. The divine presence rested upon him, even in the midst of his travails. Or you could say, specifically, in the midst of his travails, God's presence came to rest upon him, to comfort him. Va'achar kach, and therefore amar shira. Again, Rav Hirsch says, thus, even in the midst of peril and affliction, David's soul is filled with divine inspiration. God has shown David that he is indeed Menatzeach. And I absolutely love this. The first three words of this capital are Pasuk Aleph, La Menatzeach Le David Mizmor. So Rav Shamshon Frel Hirsch has already explained to us what Le David Mizmor means. But now he explains to us what Le Menatzeach means. We usually take it to mean for the conductor. However, he points out, La Menatzeach, the root word is not Minatzeach, one who is successful, one who is Minatzeach, who wins over something, who reaches success, who is victorious. God has shown David that he is indeed a Minatzeach by endowing man with spiritual fortitude. God can exalt him victoriously above all earthly misery. La Menatzeach, David Mizmor. David Mizmor, God rests his presence upon King David. And from there, King David sings. And Hashem comes and he says, you are a Menatzeach. You are a victor. Yes, we all face difficulties in life. And there's no such thing, says Rav Soloveitchik, if the sun always shines for a person. If he thinks so, he is mistaken. But despite those difficulties, when we feel the divine presence upon us and with us, and we sing to God to save us, we too can be a Menatzeach. God endows man with spiritual fortitude. And it is that spiritual fortitude through which we can exalt victoriously above all earthly misery. And when we raise ourselves, when we are a Menatzeach, when we are victorious over earthly misery, we are inspired to sing to God a song of joyful rapture. La Menatzeach leDavid Mizmor. How deep is every word of our holy scriptures? How much there is to teach on three words in Nach. La Menatzeach leDavid Mizmor. So let's look at some of the song of King David. Pasuk Beis, Kavo Kivisi Hashem, Vayet Eilai Vayishma Shavati. I have greatly hoped for Hashem, and he inclined to me, he turned to me. God heard my cry. Vayaaleni Mibar Sha'on, Mitit Hayaven. He raised me from the pit of raging waters, from slimy mud. Vayakam al salaraglai, he put my feet firmly on the rock. Konein ashurai, he established my steps. So again, this is praise. This is David HaMelech recalling in praise that God has saved him from his troubles. Vayitein b'fi shir chadash, tehilal elokeinu. He put into my mouth a new song, a praise to our God. Yirbu rabim v'yirau, let multitudes see and have reverence, fear, yira of God, v'yiftechu b'Hashem, and they shall trust. A few days ago, we spoke of bitachon. They shall trust in Hashem, says David HaMelech, Pasuk Hei. Ashrei hagever asher sam Hashem miftecho. You want to know who is fortunate in life? King David says, he who places his trust in God. V'lo pana al rahavim v'satei chazav. And he does not turn to the arrogant, to those who stray after falsehood. Our only reliance should be upon the Almighty, who can save us from all travails. Rabot asita ata Hashem Elokai. Much have you done, Hashem my God. Nifla'otecha, your wonders, umachshuvotecha aleinu, and your thoughts are to us. Ein aroch elecha, none can compare to you. I will speak and I will say, atzmu misaper. They are too overwhelming to recount. I'm taking a break from it, from the capital, echoing the sentiments of King David here. God's deeds are too overwhelming to recount, like we say in the Tefillah of Nishmas, where our mouth is great, is filled like the seas. We would not be able to adequately thank God. Here King David says, Ein aroch elecha, there is none to compare to you. Agida v'adabera, I attempt to tell and speak, and nevertheless, atzmu mitzaper, there's too much to tell. Continues King David, verse 7, sacrifices and offerings you do not desire, God. What does God desire? Receptive ears, open for me, Hashem. You don't ask for an ola offering. Wow, sorry. You don't ask for an ola offering. You don't ask for a chatas offering. Az amarti hine basi. And then I said, behold, I have come with the scroll of the book that is written. What does David come with? La'asot ritzoncha elokai chafatzi. My desire, God, is to do your will. V'toratcha betoch me'ai. And your Torah is in my midst, is in my innards. And now I'm skipping a little bit, but we go to verse 12, which is Rav Shamsher Fall Hirsch says, we realize that King David is very much pleading here for God's assistance. Verse 12, Ata Hashem lo tichla rachamecha mimeni. For you, God, do not withhold your mercy for me. So we see King David is asking for mercy. Chastecha va'amidcha tamid yitzuruni. Your kindness and your truth, let them always protect me. Ki afafu alai ra'ot ad ein mispar. Because so many evils have encircled me. Ki siguni avanusai v'lo yacholti liros. My sins have overtaken me. I am unable to see. The article commentary to Tehillim. Ki afafu alai ra'ot ad ein mispar. Many evils have encircled me without number. The Art School commentary says, man is in constant need of God's protective providence to shield him from the countless misfortunes to which man is heir because of his sins. So yes, King David is recalling past salvation and he's thanking God for the great strength and presence in his life, but nevertheless, he is aware that he is still fallible and weak, and he relies upon the Almighty to save him. Pasuk Yud Dalet, Ritzei Hashem lehatzileni, Hashem leezrasi chusha, Hashem, be desirable to save me, hasten to my assistance. Pasuk Tet Vav, Yevoshu v'yechapu yachad mevakshei nafshi lispota. May they be put to shame and disgrace. Who? All those who seek my life to put an end to my life. Art School commentary to Sefer Tehillim. May they be put to shame by seeing that you deliver me and they cannot harm me. How are the wicked be shamed? How will our enemies be shamed? And how will the Yetzer Hara be shamed? When they see that God delivers us and they cannot harm us. Pasuk Tet Zayin, Yasomu al Ekev Bashtam. Maybe they be desolate as a result of their shaming. Art School commentary to Tehillim. As a result of their shaming, let them be desolate. What does that mean? They gloat over my misfortune. My enemy gloats over my misfortune. My Yetzer Hara gloats over my misfortune. Hashem, put an end to them. Yasisu v'yismichu b'cha kol mevakshecha. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you, God. Yamru tamid yigdal Hashem. May they always say, Hashem will be greatened, Hashem will be magnified. O havei teshua secha, those who love your salvation. And finally, how does he end this chapter? Pasuk yirchas, va'ani, as for me, says King David, ani ve'avion. I am but a man who is poor. I am destitute. Hashem yachashav li. My Lord, think of me. As Rati Umafalti Ata, because you are my help, God. You are my rescuer, as you have been in the past. Please continue to be for me in my time of trouble, so I will truly be Aminat Seach, like Rav Shamsher Folher says. Elokai Alta Acher, my God, do not delay. And we will end with a comment of Art School on commentary to Tehillim on this Pasuk. Although I am a king, says King David, I am totally dependent upon God. Even the mightiest and wealthiest of men require God's constant care and attention, without which they would soon perish. That's a quote of Art School from the Radak. And as for me, I am poor, I am destitute. Hashem, think of me. Be my assistance and my salvation. God, do not delay. So whatever time and situation we find ourselves in lives, sometimes in more joyous times, sometimes in more difficult times. In those difficult times when we recall God's salvation in the past, it helps us persevere in the present as we look towards a hopeful future. And we remember we too can be a minatzeach. We too can be a victor, a spiritual victor. Le David Mizmar. Because we pray that God's presence will rest upon us so that we can sing to him as did King David. I thank you for studying with me together, Lilui Nishmat Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef, Aleha Hashalom. I wish you all a wonderful day.